This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 17, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, construction around the Salem Public Library turned a few heads last week, and yesterday, as a matter of fact, after crews tore up the brick sidewalk out front, prompting concern about what would replace it, bricks or concrete. Some neighbors from the McIntyre Historic District were on site early Monday morning talking project details with Charles Dam, an assistant city engineer running the project. The group met on a stretch of brick walkway in front of the library with gravel and stone dust making up what remained of the historic sidewalk to either side. Up to last week, it was all brick, and the brick will soon return, according to Dam. He's quoted as saying, "We're using brick. We're using the historic Boston City Hall pavers that everybody has said is the historic brick to use. That was at significant cost compared certainly to concrete or any other option. Crews will work through to Thanksgiving, restoring and replacing two short sections of brick sidewalk in front of the library at 370 Essex Street and move along Monroe Street and in front of the Grace Church along the street at 385 Essex Street. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. In Lynn, police caught one robber, but are still looking for another. Bill Newell reports.
That's right, Rick. Gayla Colley writes on the top of today's front page in the Daily Item of Lynn that police arrested a 21-year-old New Jersey man after they say officers watched him try to commit an armed robbery on Broad Street Friday. Lanera Vega of Pleasantville, New Jersey, was charged with armed assault to rob and a violation of the city's knife ordinance. A Lynn police detective first saw a man, later identified as Vega, on Union Street around midnight. He was wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt with the hood pulled extremely tight so that only a small portion of his face could be seen. The detectives thought that that was suspicious because it wasn't that cold outside and decided to watch him. Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kimmick said Vega walked down to Broad Street and then the detectives watched him as he came up close behind another man, with Vega walking faster and then getting in front of the victim, a 51-year-old Lynn man, Kimmick said. When Vega was facing the victim, the detective thought the Lynn man looked afraid and was starting to back away from the suspect. From that interaction, the detective thought a robbery was occurring. The detective attempted to stop Vega, who pulled his hands from his waistline and took out a black gun. Now, in another story, police are investigating after a Chatham Street convenience store was robbed at knife point by a masked man for the second time in a week. Police responded to a robbery at Sunrise Market, 353 Chatham Street, shortly before 9 a.m. on Sunday. A man wearing a black hoodie and a black hat with some type of bandana covering his face had entered the store while brandishing a large kitchen knife and stole a small amount of cash from the register before running out of the store. Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kimmick said the store had also been robbed at knife point by a man dressed similarly with a bandana covering his face last week. There's more on these two stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, taking a left turn from Cabot Street onto Rantoul Street in Beverly isn't possible anymore with the new configuration of the Gloucester Crossing intersection. But while this might be frustrating for some drivers, city officials say it won't actually affect that many. Just 4 to 6 motorists an hour would make that left, according to Mike Collins, the city's Public Services and Engineering Commissioner. Eliminating that left turn has been in the works for a while. Plans from the 1990s for reconstructing Rantoul Street / Route 1A indicated the left turn should be eliminated. And if it were added back, cars could line up at the railroad tracks, causing a safety issue. Collins is quoted as saying, "In order to allow that left turn, we believe it's going to create a situation that could be dangerous." Before, the intersection was shaped more like a T with a designated lane on Cabot Street to make the left onto Rantoul. Now there are two lanes approaching, but neither is designated for a left. The left lane allows motorists to continue over the tracks and onto Cabot. The other allows a right onto Colon Street. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. Sean Horgan writes in today's Gloucester Daily Times, the Green Crab R&D project really wants you to begin eating green crabs, so much so that the group has e-published a free download cookbook with recipes designed to turn the invasive crustaceans into delicious fare. The Green Crab Cookbook hit the internet this week, featuring recipes such as New England-style she-crab soup, green crab stock, and for those with the most discerning of palates, green crab caviar. Interested cooks may download it at greencrab.org/recipes. The book runs about a dozen pages. The recipes, which carry a seasonal flair, come from such local culinary luminaries as Heather Atwood of Rockport and others. Hopefully we'll talk to Heather all about that this week. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Sean Horgan. This is North Shore Today on MSO New Sports.